Sin took the scroll and studied it. He only vaguely remembered seeing this centuries before.
Now the question is, what house did he put it in?
Cipher shrugged.
He said you would know.
And in that instant he did. It was genius, really. And it was the only place Zakhar could have meant.
Ishtar's tomb.
Cat's face paled.
What?
Sin set the scroll aside, feeling ill at the thought of having to go there again.
It's the only safe place. No Galu would think to go there, and it's hidden. Not even the nosiest of archaeologists would be able to find it. Zakhar must have stashed the rod there after he locked the Dimi down last time. It's the only place that makes sense.
He took a step back, intending to leave.
Wait,
Cat said, taking his hand. I'm going with you. He shook his head.
Cat.
The stern, determined look she gave him both touched and warmed him. You don't need to be alone there. He would have argued had she not been completely right. It was the last place he wanted to be without her, and he knew it.
Thank you.
He laced his fingers with hers. She inclined her head to him before he flashed them out into the remotest area of the Sahara, into a hidden cave that was concealed by ever-changing sands and guarded by a spell that would never allow mortal eyes to see what it contained. It was here that Sin had laid his daughter to rest, and here Ishtar slept in a peaceful repose he had never been able to find for himself. At least, not until Cat had come crashing into his life. Cat hesitated as they appeared in a deep, dark cavern. She could hear the sounds of rodents and insects scurrying out of their way. Cringing in dread, she hoped they didn't come any closer to her. Sin held his hand above his head, and a torch appeared to light their way. Cat was instantly relieved as she looked about and didn't see any icky things running toward them or even away from them. She hated bugs and rodents. But as she looked around, she was struck by the beauty of this place. The walls surrounding them were covered with inlaid art of children playing in fountains and of deer running through a forest. An eternal fountain made of solid gold splashed in one corner. It had a bird and a raven perched on one side, and a small girl on the other, who was looking into the pool to catch her own reflection.
How beautiful!
Sin swallowed, and she could feel the awful wave of grief inside him.
Ishtar used to love to play in fountains and with animals when she was a child.
He paused by one scene of a little girl who had a butterfly sitting on her shoulder while she fed a fawn out of one hand and a jackal out of the other. He splayed his hand over the image, and she saw the tears in his eyes.
I found her like that one day when she was 4. She looked up at me with her deep blue eyes and said, "Don't worry, Daddy. I won't hurt them."